finishing up chapter 14 of Krishna book. We are starting from the end of the chapter, the paragraph which begins, "In this regard, Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadeva Goswami." So that's the chapter where we're picking up. It is a particular section, the final section. We studied this chapter and broke it out into different sections. So I hope you can all follow along. "In this regard, Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadeva Goswami how the inhabitants of Vrindavan suddenly developed so much love for Krishna, although he was not a member of any of their families." So this is in reference to what we studied in this chapter, that for 1 year, Krishna expanded himself as all the cowherd boys and calves, and it was noticed, especially by Balaram, that the parents and the cows showed much more affection for these set of cowherd boys and calves, even though they looked exactly like their real calves and cowherd boys, and they didn't know that it was Krishna expanding himself. But when Balaram saw the extraordinary affection that the parents and the cows were exhibiting, then he could understand that this was something special. And then Krishna revealed that for almost 1 year, he was expanding himself as all the cowherd boys and calves. Maharaj Parikshit inquired, "During the absence of the original cowherd boys, when Krishna expanded himself, why is it that the boy's parents became more loving toward him than toward their own sons? Also, why did the cows become so loving toward the calves more than toward their own calves?" Shukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit that every living entity is actually most attached to his or her own self. Outward paraphernalia, such as home, family, friends, country, society, wealth, opulence, and reputation are only secondary in pleasing the living entity. They please only because they bring pleasure to the self. For this reason, one is self-centered and is attached to his or her body and self more than one is to relatives like wife, children, and friends. If there is some immediate danger to one's own person, he or she first of all takes care of oneself, then others. That is natural. That means one loves his or her own self more than anything else. So this helps us to understand a phenomenon we see in the material world. That phenomenon is the phenomenon of the hero or the heroine. We see sometimes in the material world, someone will sacrifice themselves to save others. In the Christian philosophy, that is the whole background of Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross. And the whole Christian philosophy is based on that principle that Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed his own life for others so that others could be delivered. Or another example we have is that of Lord Shiva, who swallowed an ocean of poison on the request of the demigods and sages. When they were churning the ocean of milk, the demons and the demigods were churning the ocean of milk. The first thing to be produced by the churning was the poison, and it was filling up the whole universe. And so the great saintly persons approached Lord Shiva, and so with the permission of his wife Parvati, Lord Shiva decided to swallow the ocean of poison in order to save the conditioned souls of the material world. And Lord Shiva, being Bhagavan, all-powerful, he was able to keep the poison within his throat and absorb the poison. He did not die. And therefore, his body produced three lines on his neck. And that's why he is also known as Nilakant. Or we see in the material world, for instance, during 9/11, many firemen and policemen sacrificed their lives to save others. So this is why heroism is extolled in this world, based on what Prabhupada or Shukadeva Goswami here is pointing out, that everyone is hedonistic, everyone is self-centered. Let us continue. The next important object of affection after one's own self is one's material body. A person who has no information of the spirit soul is very much attached to his or her material body. So much so that even in old age, one wants to preserve the body in so many artificial ways, thinking that one's old and broken body can be saved. And we see nowadays, especially here in Hollyweird, how this is very prominent. People are paying thousands and thousands of dollars to keep the body fit and young in order to enjoy sense gratification. Or they have these drugs for a sexual impotence, so that people in their 70s and 80s can still enjoy sex life. Or we see that people are doing Botox or plastic surgery in order to make themselves look young. Because in the material bodily concept of life, the material body is everything. It's the prime factor. So much so that even in old age, one wants to preserve the body in so many artificial ways, thinking that one's old and broken body can be saved. Everyone is working hard day and night just to give pleasure to his or her own self under either the bodily or spiritual concept of life. We are attached to material possessions because they give pleasure to the senses or to the body. The attachment to the body is there only because the I, or the spirit soul, is within the body. Similarly, when one is further advanced, he or she knows that the spirit soul is pleasing because it is part and parcel of Krishna. Ultimately, it is Krishna who is pleasing and all attractive. He is the super soul of everything. And in order to give us this information, Krishna descends and tells us that the all-attractive center is He Himself. So this is here, this is the essence of bhakti. The whole premise of bhakti is that Krishna is the real self, the super self, and He is the all-attractive center. And the whole premise of bhakti is that if you concentrate your attention on the super self instead of yourself, If you repose your loving propensities on Krishna, then as a result, you'll be satisfied. Continuing, without being an expansion of Krishna, nothing can be attractive. Whatever is attractive within the cosmic manifestation is due to Krishna. And therefore, Maya means that one thinks that there is something attractive separate from Krishna. That's Maya. Maya means that I think that there is some attractive existence separate and independent from Krishna. Continuing, whatever is attractive within this cosmic manifestation is due to Krishna. Krishna is therefore the reservoir of all pleasure. And therefore we have that book that Prabhupada published, Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure. The active principle of everything is Krishna, and highly elevated transcendentalists see everything in connection with Him. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated, Stavara jangama deki na deki tara murti saravatra haya nija ishta deva spurti. A Mahabhagavat, or highly advanced devotee, sees Krishna as the active principle in all movable and immovable living entities. Therefore, he or she sees everything within this cosmic manifestation in relation to Krishna. For the fortunate person who has taken shelter of Krishna as everything, liberation is already there. So therefore, we have that verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. The meaning of that line is that Krishna is everything. Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. Liberation is already there. One is no longer in the material world. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nashrochati Nakangshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakting Labhate Param. And Mangchayo Vyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samatit Yaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Whoever is engaged in devotional service of Krishna is already on the Brahma Bhuta, or spiritual platform. The very name Krishna suggests piety and liberation. So in the Sanskrit verse that I added, the word Brahma Bhuta and Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate mean the same thing: to regain your original spiritual status. Samashritaye padapallava plavang mahat padang punya yasho murare bhavam budhir vatsa padang parang padang 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 yad vipadang natesham. Anyone who takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna enters the boat for crossing over the ocean of nations. For him or her, this vast expanse of material manifestation becomes as insignificant as the water in a calf's hoofprint. Krishna is the shelter of all great souls, and he is also the shelter of the material worlds. For one who is on the platform of Krishna consciousness, Vaikuntha, or the spiritual world, is not far away. One does not live within the material world, whereas there is danger at every step. Let us continue. In this way, Krishna consciousness was fully explained to Maharaj Parikshit by Shukadeva Goswami as he recited to the king the statements and prayers of Lord Brahma. These descriptions of Lord Krishna's pastimes with his cowherd boys, his eating with them on the bank of the Yamuna, and Lord Brahma's prayers unto him are all transcendental subject matters. Anyone who hears, recites, or chants them surely gets all one's spiritual desires fulfilled. Thus, Krishna's childhood pastimes, his sporting with Balaram and the cowherd boys in Vrindavan were described. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 14th chapter of Krishna, prayers offered by Lord Brahma to Lord Krishna. So we have just finished this chapter, and I feel very ecstatic about that. And before we do the questions and answers, I'd like to do a bhajan, and you can all sing along there where you live, there in the internet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, 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 Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna. Hari bol, 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 Hari bol. Yes, this new unit makes working the iPod much, much, much easier.